Morning, folks. After the anointing of Mary at Bethany, Jesus gave directions to celebrate the Passover. And from that celebration, he took both bread and wine, explained their spiritual significance and what they represented, and left with the church what we would call today the Lord's Supper or Communion. He then moved out into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray over his crucifixion, which was only days away. As he prayed, he was deeply concerned. He tells us he was exceedingly sorrowful. So heavy was his concern, it was like death approaching. He was in agony over what waited for him, so he prayed more passionately. At that time, all that concern had an effect upon him. He began to sweat. That sweat had a red colour from the bursting of some blood vessels from the pressure he felt. And the sweat ran profusely. What was happening was so challenging that it produced that intense effect. But what was it that was happening? As Jesus looked to his death on the cross, he saw a cup being placed in his hands and that he was to drink all it contained. And what did it contain? He saw in that cup the sufferings due to his believing people from a holy God. The enormity, the intensity of that suffering shook him. The natural reaction would be to avoid it. But the whole purpose of his coming, his life and soon his death, was to drink that cup, to carry that suffering, so that his people may never have to experience these things for themselves. And in his death, he did that very thing, so that his people may go free and have peace. Experiencing all the suffering the cup contained gives a measure of the scale and the intensity of the love of Jesus to his people. Have a good day.